Manitou Springs sits nestled in the foothills of Pikes Peak. It's also known for another geologic wonder that rises from the ground, mineral springs. Douglas Edmondson is the president of the Mineral Springs Foundation that protects and preserves nearly a dozen of these natural public fountains. CPR's Stephanie Rivera took a tour with him and brought back this audio postcard.
Well, welcome to Manitou Springs, and this is the Manitou Springs Chamber of Commerce. And we usually start off here by giving you a map of the Mineral Springs of Manitou. Seven Minute Spring was the first large-scale project where we had a spring that was basically just abandoned, derelict. It just, we didn't give it much thought until we were prompted by concerned citizens that this is something that needs to be preserved.
I make lemonades with the 7 Minute Spring water, and they're quite popular. I typically have 6 or 8 different flavors of it.
So Shoshone Spring is one of the 3 natural springs.
It kind of tastes like a tonic, like you would get at the store, but there's no like other flavors.
I couldn't exactly like put my finger on what it tasted like, but I just didn't think it tasted quite right to me.
This is a photograph of Navajo Spring in 1870 when there was no development around it at all. Mainly it was the Utes, a band of Utes called the Tabawash that occupied this area. Cheyenne Spring is the 3rd of the natural springs.
Yeah, a little carbonated, a little bitter, maybe a little salty too.
I don't know. It tastes better than the last one. It tastes cleaner. Like, it doesn't taste as, like, soda watery as the other one.
So I'm getting ready to fill my drinking vessel that has a little bit of fruit juice in the bottom of it from Wheeler Spring. Stratton Spring is an improved spring that was drilled on the site of what is called the Loop, where the old trolley system would turn around.
Yeah, it has like a flavor to it. I don't know exactly
fizzy,
yeah.
Twin Spring, and inside of the building is where the actual spring drilling is, and it stands about 12 feet tall. Looks like it came out of the Titanic. When I give a tour or I talk about the springs, I like to call Iron Spring the Vampire Spring because of the taste of iron. So it's pretty obvious by the red stains on the stone and whatnot. But Iron Spring, you can hear it hammering. There's actually, again, so much carbon dioxide pressure that as it comes out, you can see the pressure and the gases escaping from it. Make sure that this is available for folks as they come and visit our wonderful community, the history behind it being a 4th generation Manitou native, and most of all, what it means to our community and how it makes folks feel when they come to Manitou Springs to see a town that cares so much about its history and its resources.